This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And let's not forget also that we are here talking about all sorts of things related to what's going on in today's radio market, if you will, and around the world. And we want to salute all of our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, as well as our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget that we also have our over-the-road truck drivers out there, and we appreciate everything that they're doing out there as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us right now, we have got from the Michigan, the great Michigan State, Go Big Blue. He's a big Michigan fan. I know that because he lives there, right? So he's got to be, right? So here he is, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go Blue.
Yeah, you really got the
talk. Yeah, I know. All right, you're an Ohio guy. All right, let's go to the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And it sounds like I just lost Ron. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone here, the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Scott in St. Pete.
What's up?
Well, you know, I wanted to touch on something your caller before the break, that people that are vaccinated, and I'm all for it. You want a vaccine, I'm total free will. Get it, you know. But I lost a lifelong friend and his wife. It was interesting because they kept saying, you know, are you vaccinated? Are you? And I'm like, no, you know, I got a great biological defense system and I'm good. And after they got vaccinated, they still wouldn't meet with me. And I said, well, what about an outdoor setting, you know, restaurant outdoors? No, not unless you're vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, well, what you're telling me is you don't believe it works on you. It only works on me. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, if you're vaccinated and I'm not, you're protected. Yet you won't meet with me unless I get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they didn't understand the logic. And I'm like, but that's what you're telling me, that it must not work for you, but for some miraculous reason, it'll work on me. And that's, you'll now sit down and have lunch with me if I'm vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yet your actions show that you don't believe in it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's amazing. You talk about divide and conquer. You know,
well, this country is getting so much misinformation. I mean, they're getting information, but they're getting misinformation. And obviously, there's people
sure.
trying to drive wedges in between people. We get all that. But people don't understand. When you get a vaccination, do they not understand that you are actually being given some of the coronavirus that you're being vaccinated against? So you build up antibodies. Do they not get that part of it?
Well, you know, people I talk with, they're like, well, no, it's not. There's no live virus in it. It's simply triggering your RNA to produce the protein, you know. And yet I'm like, well, what about my natural defense system?
Mm-hmm.
I have a biological defense system, an immune system. If you don't feel comfortable that yours is not strong enough to handle flus and stuff, total free will, go out and get the shot.
Yep.
But by not sitting down with me, your actions are telling me that you don't even believe it works for you.
Okay.
Because you're still afraid to eat.
Well, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call.
Let me
go back to Ron Edwards. I appreciate your call. Okay. Now, Ron Edwards, you heard that, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. Now, well, go ahead.
Another thing that people don't take into consideration, if you do take a list of the ingredients in these shots, I don't see any ingredients in there that are actually good for the whole human body. There are chemicals in there that are used in computers. There's pig cells. There's all kinds of things. Like I said, the formaldehyde and other things, and I've seen the entire list, and if you check it off, most of those ingredients you would be warned not to consume in your body. So, you know, people have the right not to choose it if they don't want it. It may be good for some folks, but I don't know. It should be personal choice.
Yeah,
where
I just don't agree with the mandate end of it there. And you know, if you want to get it, get it. If you don't, fine. But
absolutely.
But you run the risk or whatever, and people understand that. But guess what? If you do come down with it and you do get sick, and let's say you do have to go to a hospital and they're going to give you all the stuff that they're going to give you, you're going to wind up having the immunity afterwards. So, you know, you're going to get it one way or the other, right?
Yeah. Well, just like the flu shot every year they come out with and they tell people, you should get your flu shot. Well, I don't get the flu shot and I never get the flu because I take care of myself. My immune system takes care of business. And so,
for the people that don't think that they need to have the flu shot, I heard it again the other day. Don't forget, it's flu season. I actually heard that the other day. I heard an advertisement.
Oh man, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so, so far so good. I haven't needed the flu shot. So,
all right.
I mean, it's up to the individual.
Yep. All right, well, we're fixing ahead for the break. Here comes the music in my ear right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this, this infrastructure bill. Is it or isn't it going to pass? I don't think so. We'll get into more of that when we come back. Mr. Senator Manchin and Sinema out there in Arizona, they don't want to go for this. And we're hearing now there's a couple of other Democrats in the mix, too. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Despite the ongoing horrendous threats to the very existence of our exceptional nation, I am encouraged by the increasingly bright ray of hope. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the federal government, particularly the executive branch, has numerous times shown its disdain toward Americans, both here and abroad. Whether opening the southern border in order to endanger us, or denying safe passage for U.S. citizens and Afghan Christians, obstructing our freedom of choice regarding the issue of taking a shot or not, and a host of other major and minor issues pushing our republic to the brink of utterly falling into the ash heap of history. Democrats in Congress recently broke our hearts by not allowing the names of 13 American heroes to be read for the congressional record. But through it all, the dark clouds of doom formed against us. I see millions of sovereign citizens now refusing to participate or allow the leftists to destroy our nation from within. They are saying no to tyranny and yes to liberty. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Alrighty, and don't forget TheRonEdwards.com will also get you something else. It's called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Take a look over there at the display that he has there for you to look at. And I will tell you, if you go to his website, TheRonEdwards.com, and use the promo code RE20, you'll get 20% off the purchase of your coffee. Now, wait a minute here. Hold on, let's see here. Throat gets a little parched about this time of the morning. By the way, that's iced coffee, Mr. Ron. I told you I'm getting pretty good at the iced coffee.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah, now we want to always remind people that constitutional grounds, the tag is?
The coffee you want in your cup.
Okay, and it's in my cup, so there you go. Okay, now, and by the way, I got to mention this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. The website, mossnissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a boatload of money. And by the way, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out the Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. And remember, they have the You Serve, You Save program. All active military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get great deals on your vehicles because of your service. Don't forget, Moss Nissan's located up in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there and check them out. Well, Mr. Ron, I got a question here, first of all, from James in Tampa, James in Clearwater. He says, one border question. Could local border sheriffs deputize law enforcement volunteers to help with the border? Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, I believe Sheriff Joe did that.
Yes, he did in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Because of the big problem they were having there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wish they would do it, and I wish Governor Abbott would back up what he has been saying, talking about Texas is going to start building the wall. I wish they would go ahead and do it. I don't know what the problem is, because states need to take their authority.
The problem is some of the land along the border, Denise and I talked about this last hour, some of that land along the border is federal land. They can't build anything on that federal land, but they can got, elsewhere. They can elsewhere.
But, well, they're not building it on the elsewhere, and there's a lot of it that is private where they've gotten permission to do so. And
Wait a minute. You didn't hear about the five ranchers that got together and built not a wall, but a great big huge fence, a double reinforced fence along their properties, five farmers. It was about 10 miles of fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 10 miles. Whoop-de-doo.
Better than zero.
We need about 1,000 miles. So.
Well, no, they don't need that much. I mean, things are a little bit better in Texas than what people think they are. But
no, I'm not talking about just Texas. I mean all across.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming in elsewhere besides just Texas.
Yeah, but New Mexico is not going to do anything without federal money. We know that. That's a Democratic governor.
Yeah.
And
they want open. They want it all.
And Arizona is a Republican governor, but I think he's more of a Democrat, Ducey.
Yeah, Ducey, the Democrat wannabe, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about here, because Joe Biden is suffering the first ever trust deficit regarding the COVID-19 problems that are going on, according to an Axios survey. And I'm not surprised by that. Who the heck would believe him anymore?
Oh, he's the most unbelievable president in my lifetime. And we've had some real jokers. Whether it was Ali Obama or the peanut guy, Farmer, Carter.
Nuts Carter.
Yeah.
That's what I call him, Nuts Carter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Joe Biden makes those guys look like pretty decent fellows in comparison.
Yeah.
It's 53% of the U.S. adults, 18 and older, have little or no trust in President, I even hate to say that, I'll just say in Biden, to provide them with accurate information about the virus and the scandemic. 45% say that they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in what Biden tells them on the subject, resulting in Biden's trust deficit. And that concerns me, Captain. 45%, that's still a lot of people. I'm not going to say idiots, but I tell you, they really do concern me.
Mm-hmm.
45% of the American people still surveyed, still support or at least believe the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Well, there is a GOP bill that's been put out there that would block UN recognition of the Taliban, would impose sanctions against supporters like Pakistan, and unfortunately, they don't have enough votes to get it through the House, let alone the Senate.
Yeah, I immediately thought this was just a little bit of political maneuvering just to get noticed, because I knew they didn't have a snowball's chance, and you know where to get this thing passed. And so
a snowball's chance in Cleveland.
What now?
A snowball's chance in Cleveland.
Yeah, this time of the year anyway. But the Credentials Committee will later this fall be considering competing claims to Afghanistan's UN seat by the Taliban, and the incumbent permanent representative who was appointed by the ousted elected government of Ashraf Ghani, if that's how you pronounce it. The U.S. is a member, of course, of the 9-member committee, as are China and Mother Russia. So, I don't know, Captain. It's a waste of time, basically, right now.
Yeah. By the way, you want to talk about not passing something? Manchin has really thrown a curveball into this. He's told Schumer there'll be no reconciliation support from him until the Hyde Amendment is put into it.
Yeah, that's all they need. Throw the Hyde Amendment, and he'll support it. So he's not much better than the rest.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. Chuck Schumer's not going to put the Hyde Amendment back in anything.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But I correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that a couple of Republicans are thinking about grabbing the ankles on this and going along to get along.
No, I haven't heard that, but I have heard that a couple of Democrats, in addition to Sinema and Manchin, are possibly going to vote against this. So that's four. They're really in trouble.
But I did hear before, it was late last evening, that a couple of Republicans are considering it. So, yikes.
Well, the career dissipation light's getting that much brighter. Okay, let's talk about one of our most favorite people that we like to talk about, and that's Don Lemon, otherwise known as Don Lemon, right? Now, the sexually charged assault lawsuit that's been going on against him of disgusting and vulgar behavior is expected to land in court following a long legal process. So now he's going to have to face the piper, if you will, in court. And if it does go that far, I don't think his chances are all that good because let's put it this way. They got evidence.
Well, I read the description of what happened, and I'm surprised that the gentleman that this happened to,
mm-hmm.
Didn't mm-hmm. put a big hurting on Lemon, if this is true.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot more patient than I would be, or I think you would be as well.
Yeah.
But like you say, if it goes to court and everything like that, I think Mr. Lemon could be in a bit of trouble there.
Yeah, and by the way, YouTube has banned all the harmful vaccine content from its platform. I wonder what that means.
It means that if it is listed, and which it has been, and I've read those contents, those simply by listing the contents, because they want everyone to take the jab, they don't want you to see the content, so they consider it to be a lie.
Okay, we're dancing off into the sunrise. Have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Go over to theronedwards.com. Find out more about him over there. Coming up, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccinations spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses that you can go to and find out how and what it takes to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them, of course, in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city of Boston. The other one down here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're over there on the other side. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, that means that you're on the other side.
Yeah, so I actually live over here in Tampa, and I drive over to the other side of the bay every morning, and I drive back, obviously, every afternoon over to the campus in Clearwater over at the corner of US 19 and Almerton Road.
Yeah, and the difference between the two campuses, I believe, is the fact that you have a daytime and a nighttime course here, right?
Sure. Other besides location and weather, yeah, that's exactly correct. We run a day shift and a night shift down here in Florida, and up at our Concord Mass campus, we currently only run a day shift up there.
Now, the other thing that people need to know about the National Aviation Academy is that you go to a lot of different events, you and Pam, the president, and last week on Thursday night, I'm bebopping down the hallway to go somewhere, forgot where I was going. I guess I was going inside to make sure that the seats that we had were where they were supposed to be. And lo and behold, you were there.
Sure.
Pam was there, the president.
Yep.
And I'll be darned.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fantastic event. We got to go out to see the Job Creators Network, all the fine speakers that were there. Yeah, and Governor DeSantis came in, gave a very
lit the house up.
In my opinion, very motivating speech. Mm-hmm. I think that the man is a good representation of Florida. I think he cares about the state of Florida. He cares about the people's rights within the state of Florida, and I think he's doing his best job that he could possibly do given the circumstances that he has to deal with. So it was a great event. You know, of course, you know, a lot of good speakers there. We talked about a lot of really good information mm-hmm. to put out, and one of the things they talked about, and I just got an email from one of my financial institutions, you know, is about the $600,
yeah.
you know, transfer, you know, the
right.
inside one of the infrastructure bills that they're trying to pass, that $3.5 trillion is a provision that a financial institution has to notify the IRS
yep.
when you move any money out of an account holding more than $600.
In or out. Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know this is already done, but it's done at a much higher level. And you get taxes reported on any savings account interest earned. So, you know, what are they trying to do here? You know, like I said, I just got the email today. They talked about it last week, and lo and behold, I got the email today. So, you know, everybody needs to pay attention. You know, all the veterans out there, make sure you're paying attention to what's going on with your benefits because there's big changes coming there. You have to understand how that is going to be a positive impact or a negative impact on you, and make good decisions, not only as veterans, but as, you know, people, you know, regular Americans out there. You know, let's make really good decisions about our future here.
Yeah, and for the people that get Social Security, if it's above $600, that's going to be recorded because they want to. What they're doing is they're trying to they think people are sliding money in and out
sure.
without paying taxes.
Yeah, well,
and
know,
that's what this is all about.
They're absolutely looking for a way mm-hmm. to generate tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no hiding. You can't say it's anything other than that. I mean, if I can't move, you know, I can't move money in and out of an account that's got $600 in it without it being reported, it's completely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, with the price of with inflation, you know, you're going to be spending $600 no problem at places nowadays if you have it.
So the way that you beat something like that is you have four or five accounts with $599 each in it or whatever. I mean, that's just my thought. That's where my mind went right away. But and somebody will try to do that. Watch and see. But the problem is that when you get that check, that direct deposit check
mm-hmm.
for $1,000 or $700 or $2,000 or whatever it is, that's going to be showing up. And you better have a way of showing that money was spent because if you don't, it's going to be considered pretty much revenue.
You know, retirement checks, disability checks,
mm-hmm.
veterans benefits, when it moves in and out of that account that has more than $600 in it, guess what? It's getting reported, right? Even though that's not taxable income for a lot of us.
Now, I'm glad you're talking about this because it's going to lead me into where I'm going next. Veterans, especially veterans that come to National Aviation Academy and they want to become an aviation maintenance tech, they're always concerned about, well, who's going to pay for this? How am I going to get my benefits, this, that, and the other? You have a department that actually does that.
Sure, sure. National Aviation Academy has a financial aid department. Not only do we represent people that are trying to get regular financial aid under the Title IV federal student aid system, but we also have a VA certified official at our locations, and we can also help assist you walk through the process of understanding your benefits and your eligibility. The one thing that I've always said, and I will continue to say, veterans, go online to the eBenefits website, you know, log in, get an account. You can download all your certificate of eligibility right there. You can see exactly what you're eligible for. Do that ahead of time before you talk to a school. It will make the conversation much easier for you, and you'll understand more of what they're talking to you about if you go ahead and do that prior to. If you don't understand how to get that done, I know sometimes the government's websites are a little hard to navigate. You know, you can always call National Aviation Academy. We can assist you with understanding the type of material, the type of information that we need and possibly other institutions need to help you.
And the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That's the number to call to set up an appointment or to ask any questions that you have. And again, when they talk about certified aviation maintenance tech, exactly what is that?
So a certificated aviation maintenance technician is a maintenance technician that holds an airframe and a power plant rating. In other words, the Federal Aviation Administration has said that we meet the requirements and the standard to return airframe and power plant components and related components to service. In other words, we can sign off repairs, inspections on aircraft to a certain level. You know, there's a lot of other details that go into that. The Federal Aviation Regulations, Part 65, we'll get into that more in depth with you. But basically, it's saying you have the ability, you meet the prerequisites, you have the ability, you have the knowledge, you have the training to sign aircraft off and return to service.
Okay. And again, folks, the number 800-659-2080 to set up an appointment for either the campus in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, the difference Concord, Mass. Is the fact that they do not have a night class, right?
Correct. Currently, right now, we do not have a night shift in Concord, Massachusetts campus. You know, it's something that we're continuing to explore. You know, obviously, supply and demand. We got to make sure that we do the right thing and we maintain the standard that National Aviation Academy has, and of course, all of our accreditors and our regulators, you know, require us to have.
Okay, and the other thing is the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there and take a look at everything that's there. It's a user-friendly website, too.
Sure. It's fairly user-friendly. There's a lot of information out there. Obviously, information's at our fingertips nowadays. Some of it makes a lot of sense. Some of it may not make a lot of sense to you. You know, but by all means, if you have a question, National Aviation Academy is here to assist you in trying to clarify some of this. But any education institution you go to, prepare yourself to speak to the people at that education institution and make sure that education institution is the right fit for you. It is so very important that you go to an education institution that you believe is the right fit for you. It's going to make your time there much more successful, much more enjoyable.
Okay, and again, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. The website, naa.edu, the phone number for National Aviation Academy is 800-659-2080. And if you want to give us a call, I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number here as we go to break. It's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 for any questions you might have of Bo. And Kathy is going to do it again right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. That's Mark Walters. You'll hear him on Armed American Radio Sunday nights. His program is live at 8 p.m., and he's heard all around the country. Many of the same stations you're listening to us on now. And don't forget, he has his daily defense at 4 o'clock weekdays across the country, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. Dominic's Blinds also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you. So, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Once again, 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Back with Bo Browning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by and letting everybody know what's going on over there at National Aviation Academy. Now, are you going to have an event, an open house or something like that coming up soon, did I see?
Sure. We're going to have an open house here coming up I want to say November. I'm not 100% positive, but please go on our website and look at it. Obviously, the notification is going to be up there. We just got done having our career fair last week on the 23rd also. We had a big career fair at National Aviation Academy on our Clearwater campus. So it was a great event. We had a lot of employers on site. So, you know, the job market's looking good. Obviously, we all know that industries are struggling with, October 20th. Oh.
No, that's, you said career fair. I've got this one. There's another career fair coming up October the 20th over at the Largo Event Center.
Oh, okay.
I think you could get, if you want to get in there, you could.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. That's one of the, one of the local ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, National Aviation Academy, our career fairs, we got the industry representatives coming into the school. Aviation's like every other, industry right now. They need individuals. They need individuals that actually want to go to work and earn a paycheck. So there is opportunity out there. The industry is looking strong. The industry is looking good. If you're interested in changing a career, starting a new career, you're a veteran, coming out of the military, transitioning into the civilian world, it's absolutely something that is a good career. And it's credentials that you have for you forever. You know, remember, your airframe power plant certification, it is good or valid until it is surrendered, revoked, or suspended. And all you have to do is just maintain it. Make sure you do the right thing with it. And you're going to be good. You'll have it forever. So, you know, you may not be interested in aviation. A lot of guys worked in aviation, got out of aviation for a little bit, and came back into the industry. That credential is good forever. So it's something to absolutely consider. You know, look into the industry, see if it's the right fit for you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. That's NAA.edu. And the phone number is 800-659-2080. Call them and set up an appointment so that you can take a tour of one of their two campuses. And when you do that, you're going to get a total eye-opening experience because you'll get a chance to talk to a student or two. Right, Bo?
Yes, possibly.
And possibly a teacher or two, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they'll get an opportunity to talk to the money folks.
Sure. You know, very, very important. Make sure the education institution that you choose, National Aviation Academy or any other institution out there that you're looking into, is the right fit for you. Make sure that you believe that institution is going to give you the opportunity that you're looking for to be successful. You know, I can't express it enough to you. Every institution, every program is designed a certain way. Make sure that program fits into your life. Make sure the design of that program works for you. National Aviation is a clock hour institute. In other words, attendance is mandatory. All academics must be passed. It is 5 days a week. It is a full-time job. 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. So you have to be committed when you enter a program like National Aviation Academies. So that's why I always say, make sure the program, make sure the institution is the right fit for you. It's so very important to your success.
Yeah, and of course, the good thing about becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is the fact that you do get paid quite a bit of money to do that, unlike starting out, say, as a yard tree mechanic in some little mom-and-pa repair shop. Even though you come out of BOCES or whatever the case may be, you're going to get about twice that to start out as an aviation maintenance tech.
Possibly. You know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has all that information out there on our website. There's links to all that, you know, about what the average median income is for an aviation maintenance technician. You know, right now, employers need employees.
Yeah.
So they're willing to negotiate with you. You know, it is a good opportunity. Again, it's a lifelong career if that's what you want to be. So, you know, please give National Aviation Academy a call. You know, and I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, there's 180 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. They're on the FAA website. All you have to do is go to a state, search a state, it says find a school, click on that. So you can search a state, you can see what schools are in your state. Compare them to National Aviation Academy. Compare National Aviation Academy to other schools. Make sure you go to the one that's the right fit for you.
Well, the number that I have found when I've done my checking is the average is around 60 to $63,000 starting off as an aviation maintenance tech based on the amount of hours that a person would work to begin with. And that's just basically an average 40-hour work week without any add-ons to it. Now, you get the opportunity to do a lot of overtime work, especially now that we're hearing United Airlines is going to lay off 593 people because they're not getting vaccinated. Good God, what's that going to do?
It's going to make getting in and out of some airports a little more difficult.
No kidding. No kidding. And that's the bad part. But I don't think there's any up-level to it, do you?
I really don't understand why we're still freaking out, with, for lack of better words, over COVID. It's a serious situation. We all understand it. We all have freedom of choice. You know, I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, hey, I'll take any kind of vaccine. It doesn't bother me one bit, you know. But I understand people have a right to choose. That's what this country was founded on. I don't think my employment should be dictated. You know, obviously the medical field, you need to have some sort of vaccines for certain diseases in the medical field. I mean, that's just common knowledge. But other employment, I don't know what the end game here really is. And you know, make the best decision for you and your family is all I can say.
Yeah, and we've come to the end of the segment here, but the best part of it is you can call them at 800-659-2080, and you might even be able to ask for Bo and get him on the phone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm there, if I'm not busy, you know, you want to talk, you have some questions, you call the 1-800 number front desk, ask for me. If I'm available, I will pick the phone up and talk to you.
Okay, and Bo, we look forward to talking to you again in another couple of weeks, so you... be careful, stay low, and try to stay out of trouble. I know that's difficult.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
All righty. And, folks, you know, here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we have a lot of things that we do, and the program's always geared up to talk about different stuff, but breaking news and top news stories always change things in the meantime. And, of course, this General Milley and General McKenzie and Secretary of Defense Austin testimony the past couple of days, it's opened a whole bunch of cans of worms, if you will, and it's probably given more questions to the situation than there were answers. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi yesterday, the gift that keeps on giving, Nancy Pelosi, she came out and talked about Barack Obama's agenda and that they had to have this infrastructure bill passed because that would complete Barack Obama's agenda. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but that told me that Barack Obama's up to his eyeballs and all this stuff again, which we thought for quite some time. So here we go again with the stuff that we have to put up with in this country, and it's just nuts. I mean, we gotta straighten this out, folks. Gotta get involved. You got to get involved. Take our country back. It's time to do that. The time for monkeying around is done. By the way, I will see you October the 7th down there in Bradenton for Have Lunch with the Captain at Mixon's Fruit Farms Roadside Cafe. Can't wait for that. I'll be back tonight with more. Have a great day. God bless.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.